Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off and go with Justin. Hi, Justin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Don. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, buddy. How can I help?
I'm 28 years old, and I've been experiencing muscle fatigue in my extremities, particularly my arms, in that I work in demolition, so I have to do a lot of pulling, coating, lifting, and what have you. But for the past couple of weeks, I've been having an issue that my arms just pucker out a lot sooner than I would normally experience, in that when I go to move something or lift something, I have to do it in short bursts because my arms just completely tire out.
Is that something new? This just started?
Yeah, I've never actually had this problem before. I don't have any problems sleeping. I try to maintain a balanced diet with a good intake of vegetables, fruits, things of that nature. Blood pressure is good. I recently went to the doctor for antibiotics for bronchitis. That's been over a month ago, but even then my blood pressure was like 117 over 80. So I would like to think I'm somewhat healthy, but this has been a consistent problem, and it's gotten to the point that I can't really do my job just because I don't have the strength to do it.
Right. No, I get it. So it's recent. Have you gone to your doctor to talk to them about it? Have you had any tests done, blood work, anything like that?
Nothing like that, and it's been like a three-week waiting period before I can even get in and see my doctor.
Okay. So you made an appointment. You're just waiting. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because that's a good thing. Blood work is going to be a key. There might be an electrolyte imbalance. There could be several things going on that could be causing it. How's your diet? Do you eat well, or do you feel like you eat well?
Yeah, generally my breakfast consists of either fruit or cereal in the morning and lunch. I hate to say usually because of my job, as I have to resort to fast food, but when I am able, I bring lunch, a sandwich. I've traded out soda, completely cut soda out of my diet for water or Gatorade. And supper varies. It could be lasagna one night, it could be hot roast another night, so on and so forth. But generally, fast food is one thing. Fried food is another thing I try to completely stay away from.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I mean, if your water intake is up, I mean, are you working labor-intensive, working, 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day? How many hours would you, I mean, realistically?
Roughly 7.5 hours a day.
All right. Are you drinking, this is what I would do, all right? I know you think you drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
How do you monitor it? Do you have certain bottles that you use? Do you monitor how much water you drink, or you just drink when you get thirsty?
I usually take about 4 20-ounce bottles of water to work with me, or Gatorade, Powerade. And I'll go through those throughout the course of the day. And sometimes I'll have a little bit left over at the end of the day, and I'll usually end up finishing it on the way home.
Your goal is, within that 7 hours, is to drink that entire gallon jug throughout the day. So when 5 o'clock hits or whenever your work day is over, you should be done with that gallon jug. And I think you'll find that you'll be done with your work day, not even have gone through half of that jug. And you'll be amazed at how much water you're not drinking. and see if that doesn't help with some of the fatigue. Another thing, too, is to carry snacks that you eat in between your meals. So let's say, you know, for 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., let's use those for an example. You maybe have a piece of fruit and some nuts and almonds, or you could do some type of meal replacement, something that you can probably wolf down or eat really quickly in about 5 minutes. So that, you know, it's one of those deals where you can go grab some water and really eat real quick, and it's not going to affect your job, won't affect the other guys, won't affect your, you know, any, it won't create an issue. Something you can do pretty quickly, but it'll get maybe 400 to 500 calories in your body. And so that'll give you the nutrients and to continue with stamina, and it can support the body for not losing anything potentially. Because when you get the cramping, you start tiring out easily, the body's not getting something that it needs, especially if it's something you do every day and it's, you know, it's an activity that you've been doing over a long period of time. You're thinking, man, I know I'm just not getting old. It's got to be something else. And that's why that's something you could look at doing now. A multi-mineral supplement might be something you want to look into and go to the health food store. The guys there will be able to help you. But, yeah, I mean, those are some things that could be very helpful to you. And I really would encourage you. But I'm glad you got an appointment with your doctor, because I do think getting blood work done in a situation like this is really important, because there's so much you can find out there that can be critical to your overall health. So look into that and kind of keep me posted. You can email me, asaandrew.com, or call back here on the show anytime. But get that with your doc. And plenty of green fruits and vegetables. I would encourage you to cut out a lot of the grains. I hear you talk a lot about cereal, milk, and then lasagna and whatnot at night. Cut out the flour-based foods, because they really cause an issue within the gut as much as you can. Cut out the flour-based foods and switch over to more fruits and vegetables. For your lunch and dinner, shoot for as much of the dark leafy greens as you can, because they are just packed full of minerals, and you'll be amazed at how much they can alkalize the body and increase the mineral content and just help you as far as energy levels. You'll be amazed at just that little bit of a change, what it can do to your overall health. So a couple things to look into. Keep me posted. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. It's at asaandrew.com. It's absolutely free. You don't want to miss this. It's our new e-zine that's going out, and it's just amazing. I'm so excited about it, and the information is going to be great. We're going to have top experts that we have on there and that we interview and make a part of that. So we want to encourage you to check that out. But now let's go to Betty. Hi, Betty. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Ashburn, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Dawn.
My question is about discoloration of my face.
Right.
I say my face because it's only on my face. The remainder of my body is just one even tone. And because of that, you know, it's so embarrassing because, you know, I'm dark over part of my face and some parts are light. And when I don't use the cream, it started looking spotted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it's melasma, but I'm not sure because my mother had the same condition. And in the beginning, like, her skin was, like, fair. And as she got older, it began to change coloring. And like I said, it's okay if it's even, but my face is not even just like hers was.
Okay.
And so I use cream on my face. And I'm trying to find out what causes that. You know, I prefer getting to the cause rather than you having to use cream to look presentable when I go out, because it's only on my face. It's not on any other part of my body. Like,
right, I understand. Well, you know, and it could be. Let's get into that when we come out, because skin pigmentation. And
hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99%. 100% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Thank you. HealthCoachRadio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Going to the break, talking with Betty. Betty's been dealing with some changes in her skin, pigmentation, and there's many conditions that that could be. And Betty, I know we were talking about a couple of things, and you just said you're using a cream. When you use the cream, things tend to smooth out, but if you don't, then there's quite a difference in the pigmentation. Is that right?
Right. It begins to come back spotted.
And you've been to your doctor, and I'm assuming they're telling you what?
Well, I went to a dermatologist, and he gave me the skin peel, and then gave me this cream. It's made up especially for my skin. But this, I'm trying to find out the cause. You know, I guess he felt like it was melasma also, you know. But how?
But did he diagnose it? Did he diagnose it as melasma? Melasma?
You know, it's been a while back, and I'm not sure. He gave me that skin peel and the cream. So I said it was melasma. I don't remember him saying that, you know. I'm going back because I need to know. I need to know exactly what it is if I can find out.
Yeah, I would definitely. I mean, this is just my thoughts on it. I would definitely go back and see. You know, just kind of maybe get an update, meet with them. Because a lot of times these skin conditions are caused by fungal-related infections within the body. And a lot of times that's what the pill that he gave you probably is managing. And, of course, on the skin, the cream as well, and also affecting the pigmentation and balancing that. But, usually fungal infections are what cause it. And there's several things from more of a natural side that you can look into, which you might want to run by him. Or she when you talk to the dermatologist. But black walnut is really good. Wormwood is good too. Now, the thing is with those is you want to go on and off with them. So you want to go 14 days on, 7 days off. That if the bottle doesn't say that, the bottle will probably just say whenever you get it, just do it continuously. But I'm just telling you it's safer that way. Not that they're dangerous, but it'll work, be more effective. But, yeah, I mean, the black walnut and wormwood both are herbal formulas or tinctures, as they call them. And they're really good because, you remember, skin conditions are inside out for more than anything, more than outside in. I mean, it's good to put things on the outside of the skin, but you've got to address it internally, and that's why they're giving you the pill. So it's good that they're handling it both sides. But, yeah, I mean, the fungal-related infections, those can be a little bit of a bear and can cause things to linger when maybe they could be taken care of. So something to look into as you're going along the way, and that might help with the root cause. But the root cause typically is a fungus, typically. So if you're looking for the root, that's usually it. It's not just something. Now, there are some genetic conditions where that happens. So they'll be able to better tell you that once they get some testing done, which I hope that they'll do, and then give you a little bit more of a clear answer and direction. And don't let it be vague. You need to walk out of that office visit empowered and knowing exactly what's going on, and if they need to do blood testing or whatever test that they want to run, they need to do it. And make sure you ask for it in a very nice way and get these answers that you're looking for. But typically that's what can be the cause. Keep me posted because I'll be curious to hear. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Gene. Hi, Gene.
Hey, Doc. What's going on?
Oh, man. Living well. What's happening?
But I got a issue with my wife. She's bit by a tick.
Okay.
It was a little brown tick. I got it off. And I went to the cupboard and bought some. I got some garlic and I ground it up and put the garlic on the place where the tick was. Was that a good thing to do?
Oh man, it's not gonna hurt anything. You know, the garlic. I mean, all that. It won't hurt anything as far as to help the skin heal up and all that. But, I mean, ionic silver is what you want to put in your cabinet. It is the top antibiotic and antiviral. They make a silver cream that is like a topical. You remember, like, Neosporin? You remember that? It's like an antibiotic-type petroleum jelly-based chemical. We always keep it in the cupboards when we were growing up. Well, the silver cream is kind of like a natural alternative. It's even better, though. It's got
great antibiotic properties. So if you ever have a bug bite or any type of reaction, you're worried about an infection possibly, that's a great way to go. But, yeah, I mean, if she's had a tick bite, how long ago was this?
Yesterday.
Yeah. It takes about 2 weeks for anything to kick in if it was a result like potential Lyme's disease or anything like that. I would have her tested, and I would go ahead and really watch her for symptoms. If she starts getting real tired and fatigued, flu-like symptoms in the next couple of weeks, you want to keep an eye on her because, you know, there could be some issues based with the tick. So I would definitely go get some blood work done and get that checked out and let her doctor know that it happened. Because, you know, again, sometimes, I mean, I've been bit by ticks many times growing up in the South when I was little. But, I mean, it's one of those deals where, you know, maybe it may have affected her and it may not. But as far as you putting garlic on it, it didn't hurt anything. Made her smell like garlic a little bit. But, yeah, the Ionic Silver, the silver cream, is really, really a great way to go. That's something to keep in your cupboard or in your cabinets, and that will always be something that will be beneficial for her. So, anyway, I definitely get her checked out and watch for the symptoms. Those are always the key with this sort of thing. All right, thanks for the call, my man. Derek in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He says, my mother has been diagnosed with hypoglycemia. How is that different from diabetes? Well, it's kind of a precursor to diabetes. The hypoglycemia is where the blood sugar begins to drop too low. For example, you eat a meal that is higher in blood sugar, like a big bowl of cereal, or you have a couple of bananas, which has a higher glycemic index, and it throws the blood sugar up, and then it drops. Rather than insulin, which is our hormone from the pancreas, stabilizing the blood sugar, then insulin starts wearing out a little bit, and it's not as supportive, and the blood sugar just kind of bottoms out, and it makes you feel really tired, and you have these swings. When that starts happening, you know you're headed toward diabetes. So the hypoglycemia, low blood sugar basically, is the fancy name for that, is just where her body's blood sugar is not, or insulin is not stabilizing her blood sugar very well. So great thing to do is modify her diet, making sure she's balancing it with healthy fats, cut out the grains, go with fruits and vegetables for carbohydrates, and make sure she eats a protein with everything.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Prepper Fest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com and come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. What about your health? Is it your greatest wealth? I mean, when you realize that our health can change every single day. The good news is that the choices that we make every single day matter. And the choices are up to you. They're up to me. Then no one else can do them for you. So the doctor can't do them for you, your kids, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. And that's empowering to a degree, because so many times we want to sit back and we want other people to do things for us. We want a pill to make it better. We want to take certain medication or drug to make it better. But we don't want to put forth the effort. I mean, that's why we have things like all the diet drugs and the diet pills and gastric bypass. And I'm not knocking those things. I'm just saying that there's a lot of effort that has to go along with some of those therapies and some of those procedures that we have now in place that can really help us get our health where it needs to be and get our health in check, get our bodies in check, and get everything where it's more in balance. And that's really what needs to happen. So to focus on our health and to focus on making better choices. That's what this show is all about, but that's what we want to help empower you to do, and that's what's in my book as well. You can check us out, asaandrew.com. We also want to catch your emails, so if you want to email me, you can email me there, and I'll be able to make it part of the show, or we can answer it somehow in private if you need that as well. Let's go now to Camille. Hi, Camille.
Hello, Dr. Asa. You helped me out a lot, and I got one of your books.
Well, that's great, darling. How can I help you today?
My girlfriend's got pancreas trouble. She can't hardly keep food down or eat or drink.
Okay.
She doesn't know what to do. So I don't eat nothing or drink.
So she has pancreatic issues right now?
Yes, sir. She takes pills for it.
Okay, so now she's been diagnosed with diabetes. Is that right?
No.
Does she have pancreatic cancer? Does she have pancreatic
pancreatitis? She has pancreatic cancer, but they might test for next month for that.
Okay.
She was in the hospital for it. She was.
And now she's out.
Mm-hmm.
So do they have? They don't have a formal diagnosis for her?
No, not really, no. I know is pancreas trouble.
All right. So she had pancreas trouble. So she's taking pills. Do you know what the pills are?
No, sir, I don't.
And how has she changed her eating habits? Did the doctor tell her to do any of that?
She's not changing her eating habits. No.
She hasn't changed her eating habits. Okay.
No, she hasn't.
Well, with the pancreas, I mean, you have to be very careful. As a matter of fact, that's the one organ system that you have to be really, really cautious with. So whatever the doctors have her doing, hopefully if they haven't modified her diet, then I would encourage her to look into ways of doing that. Now, in my book, you said you got a copy. I would potentially look into the diet that's in there for her. I think it would be a real help for her. But that's the first thing I would do is get her started on or talk to her about, you know, some kind of dietary plan. Because with the pancreas, see, regardless if it's pancreatitis, I mean, I pray it's not pancreatic cancer, but if it's pancreatitis, then there's some things, I mean, the inflammation around the pancreas is can be a real challenge. And so the foods can make a big difference. Now, supplements can help as well. Certain supplements that she'd want to look into would be chromium picolinate, would be helpful. Then also alpha lipoic acid, manganese can also be really, really helpful along those lines. So just something to look for. You can go to a health food store, check into that. But removing inflammation from the body is always a key. The pancreas struggle when we put the wrong kind of foods in, especially ones that raise blood sugar levels. So it's important to watch over that and help monitor that with her. And what I mean by that is just encourage her, give her information, give her tools like my book to look at so she can have a roadmap, something to follow can be very, very helpful. But pancreatitis, if that's what it is, see, that's the thing. I need more information to really be able to help you. But the diet is going to be the key if you're dealing with the pancreas. I mean, plenty of water, plenty of rest, all the basic lifestyle choices that I talk about on my website, asaandrew.com, there's the 7 health prescriptions there, and you can go on and look at that, which I think would be a great just starting point, a roadmap. Because whenever you've got a health challenge, when things are breaking down within the body, there has to be some type of formula for someone to follow. And she just needs a roadmap. She needs a guide. And that's something that I would kind of encourage you to encourage her to do. And I think there'd be great resources there on the website. And when she talks to her doctor, I would ask for some clear lines, some clear definitions of what might be going on with her so everybody can have a good roadmap and game plan. But you can email me that if you want to or call back here on the show. Darren, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Vegetarians may need to boost omega-3s, B12, WebMD says. The vegetarians have a reputation for being heart healthy. However, a new report says that vegetarians may be increasing their risk for heart problems from nutritional deficiencies in their diets. And overall, meat eaters are still at a higher risk for heart attacks. That's eating too much fatty meat, by the way, because the red meat is actually very good for you. I'm a big fan of that. But if you're vegetarian, I'm not knocking it. It's not a bad way to go. Now, they are overall, again, this is junky, fatty red meats that are not grass-fed. Other nutrition experts may consider vegetarians are already aware, and they need to pay close attention to the B12 and omega-3s. Now, I mean, this is all from the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, by the way. The deal is here with B12 and omega-3s, I mean, even more than that, there's more deficiencies created, plus you're not getting complete proteins. Vegans, when they don't do certain products, they don't do fish, they don't do eggs, I really think if you're in the vegan category, you should consider looking more toward the fish and eggs. If you can at least get those proteins in your diet, it's going to make a huge difference. It really will. And I'm still a big fan of the red meat and that it will help. And I'm not saying eat it every day. You don't have to do that. Just periodically, I do think it's beneficial to the body. But yeah, the fish and eggs play a big role. And if you can get the fish, you're going to get pretty good omega-3s. So that's still something. But, I mean, a tablespoon a day of cod liver oil for adults gives you most of the omega-3s that you need. So it's not hard to supplement. It's pretty easy. B12, you're going to get in a lot of the dark leafy greens. And even eating some of the red meat periodically can be helpful. If you don't like red meat, like cow, you can do things like, unless you've got just an issue with the whole animal thing, you can do lamb, which is really good. Lamb's got some great components to it. It's a very clean meat, and it's beneficial for the body. It's got great proteins in it. And a lot of nutrients, plenty of conjugated linoleic acid. It's got B12. It's got a lot of the Bs in it, and it helps really keep oxygen levels into the blood. So it's just something to consider. Our food for the day, which is one of my favorites, food is our best medicine, and turmeric is what we're going to talk about today. And now I love talking about foods just because they have so many remedies, base remedies into the health of the body. So it's something to consider. And the turmeric is, they say when you combine it with cauliflower, it's got great prostate cancer preventative properties. It can stop the growth of existing prostate cancer and prevented breast cancer from spreading in the lungs in mice. They did a study. It also may help prevent melanoma, which is the skin cancer. It can cause the existing melanoma cells to commit suicide. Pretty incredible. It reduces the risk of childhood leukemia. It's a natural liver detoxifier and also may prevent and slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease by removing plaque buildup in the brain. Pretty interesting. But it may prevent metastasis from occurring in different forms of cancer. It's a potent natural anti-inflammatory that works well with many anti-inflammatory drugs without the bad side effects. And it's been shown to promise in slowing the progression of multiple sclerosis in mice. I mean, it's got some incredible properties. Brain protective, cancer protective, and it's just incredible. And it's strong anti-inflammatory properties. It's a natural treatment for arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. So turmeric is one of those things you want to keep in the cupboard, kind of like cinnamon. Cinnamon has, for people with blood sugar issues, one of those things you can throw in pretty much any type of food and can be that added benefit to help balance out blood sugar instabilities within the body. But turmeric is just phenomenal. I mean, it's one of those things where putting that in the cupboard, making sure that you follow, you know, an anti-inflammatory diet along with turmeric is incredible. Works like a champ and works very, very well. Something to look into as you're going along in your daily routine. Quote for the day comes from Christopher Reeve, one of my favorites. What a champion in my eyes. But he said, once you choose hope, anything's possible. And that's so true with our health. It's so true with everything that we go through in life. Hope is the ingredient that we desperately need. And so looking at that on a regular basis and making sure that every day you wake up, that you haven't lost it. That it's the one almost prescription that you write for yourself every single day, that if you're going to have one thing today, you're going to have hope. You're not going to lose it. You're not going to lose anything else. You're going to have hope, and you're going to choose it, and you're going to apply it in your life. Chicago school banned some lunches brought from home. There's a little village academy on Chicago's west side. Students are not allowed to pack lunches from home. This is crazy. Unless they have a medical excuse, they must eat the food served in the cafeteria. That, folks, is not a good thing. When we, as parents, can't control what our kids are eating, and it's up to the schools, scary. First Lady Michelle Obama needs to hop in on this one. Nutrition-wise, it's better for the children to eat at the school. I doubt it. It's about nutrition, the excellent quality they provide in the school. It's milk versus Coke. But with allergies and medical issues, of course, they would make an exception. At Chicago Public Schools, a spokeswoman said she could not say how many public schools prohibit packed lunches. and that decision is left to the judgment of the principal.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with right now? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The greatest thing we can do with our health is to make changes. Changes within our health makes the difference. And so the choices we make every single day, they can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have. And so making those choices, making those changes is critical when it comes to our overall health. Genetic change can increase risk of lung cancer. A new study says scientists have identified a genetic change that increases the risk that lung cancer will spread to other parts of the body, a finding that could lead to improved treatments. The U.S. team found that reduced activity of a gene called NKX2 was associated with higher lung cancer. So it's been really, really important in this study to know that the discovery was made in mice but confirmed later in the human lung tumor samples reported by the BBC. The study appeared in the Journal of Nature. It says lung cancer is a huge problem and worldwide. And it says understanding why some lung cancers are more likely to spread is vital for developing better, more personalized treatments. Neil Berry, Senior Science Information Officer at Cancer Research UK, told BBC News that research like this is helping to unravel the genetic signatures, they say, of different cancers and will spark ideas for new ways to tackle the disease. Interesting. How it's going to be, genetic research is going to be really, really incredible in the next several years to come. Let's go to Natalie now. Hi, Natalie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Living well. How can I help?
Well, I'm pregnant with twins.
Woo, congratulations. That's great news.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I've got some questions. Water is really making me sick now. And I used to love to drink water. I'm trying to see if maybe I can put some flavoring in it. I tried the flavored waters, maybe.
Well, no, you don't want to get the flavored waters because of the sweeteners that they put in them. But there's two things you can look into. One, go to the health food, well, not the health food store. You can go to the regular grocery store. And they do make the flavored beverages with stevia. And one is a brand called Hansen's. Hansen's is one brand. And actually, they make, I believe, the name brand is escaping me now, but there is a brand at the store, like your regular grocery store. Anyway, it says pure on the label, and I've seen them because I've looked at the labels, and it's made with stevia. There's one of the same company that's made with, just go and look through the different, you know, the little sticks with the powder in them. You put them in the water. You can get, there's one that's made with stevia only. Only get that one because the other one has the aspartame in it, and that's something you don't want to take really ever, but definitely while you're pregnant, you don't want to be drinking that at all. So you got to be really, really careful, but they do make them with stevia. Hansen's is a brand you can trust, and it's at most of the, in the organic sections of the grocery stores now. And if not, you can go to a health food store to get those. But yeah, I mean, if you're having a hard time with water, is it making you nauseated, or are you just the thought of it?
Well, there's another thing too. I'm just nauseous. Anything I eat or drink, I just stay nauseous. I'm not throwing up, but it just makes me sick.
How many weeks are you?
9.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're in that phase. It's one of those times where it's just one of those challenges. It's one of those challenging times. It's a great time, but you're in that phase where it's going to be tough to really do that. I'll tell you something that can really help, though, that a lot of pregnant women use from more of a natural thing. Get some ginger root from the store, and you'll like just a big ginger root, the actual root itself, and take it home and shave it. cut little slices of it, and you boil it in a little saucepan with a little bit of water, and you boil that. It takes about 15 minutes at a low simmer for it to pretty much dissolve. And once it does, it won't totally dissolve, but it'll kind of break down a little bit. And then you pour that and you make a tea with it. And that tea you can drink and you can kind of suck on, sip on for a period of about, 15 to 20 minutes, 3 or 4 times a day. And that can be very helpful with, with everything going on with nausea. So that's something to really look into as you're going through this process, because it's a natural part of pregnancy. What you're dealing with is a natural part of pregnancy that is one of those, it is what it is. And the best thing, any OB will tell you that you just kind of got to wait it out and go through the process. They make little pop suckers, and they're organic. They have a little bit of sugar in them, but they're made with ginger root and hibiscus and some other herbs, and they're called pregnancy pops. And they have them at your local health food store and grocery store, especially in the, I think they'll have them where the baby section is or whatever, but they work very well. And again, they have a little bit of sugar in them, so you don't want to use them a lot, but it'll help. They don't have high fructose corn syrup in it. It's just regular sugar, and it can help tremendously with what you're going through with just that nausea. But with the water, you want to keep the water intake in, because it's critical for the baby and just for hydrating you. So if you're getting nauseous with that, you want to use, some of the natural things that can help maybe take the edge off the nausea. It's not going to eliminate it. And then, use the Hansen powders in your purified water, and that can help you get the fluid intake in. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Puts another hour in the charts. Before we go, we got an email, Chris from Virginia. He writes, I've been struggling with thyroid conditions. Of the thyroid condition, low thyroid, my doctor says. He put me on levothyroxine. What should I do? Well, you need to take the medicine. But also maybe talk to him about iodine. Iodine is a trace mineral that helps the thyroid work better. And if you have low thyroid function, sometimes that can be a big help. They have a test, a urine test, where they can check and see what your iodine levels are and then take it from there. Also, stay away from the cruciferous vegetables. They tend to slow the thyroid down. And look into coconut oil. That can help bring things back up, but continue working with your doctor on that. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.